everything. But we try to run it. You know, we got to put our hand on it. We got to massage it. Why can't we just sit back and trust God? No matter what it is, we got to press on with singleness of mind. God has called us as Christians. This road ain't easy, this faith walk. Amen. It ain't easy. Sure, there's going to be days you can sit on your front porch, you know. I got some new chairs out there. Went and got me a couple little chairs, you know, Minister Dwight. Put on the front porch, you know. So on Friday, I sit back, you know, put my leg up a little bit, you know, read my paper, you know. You know, Sunday, the devil let you get a break. You can sip a little Kool-Aid, you know, and then be a little happy, you know. Hallelujah, you know. You let your husband take you out and get a little McDonald's sandwich, a little apple pie once in a while, you know. Get a cold glass of milk, you know. Sit back, you know. It's going to be some peaceful days. But there's some days you got to get in the battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And walk on. You know, I like that saying in our bulletin about that, you know, what is it says here? That it says that just remember there's someone out there that is a little more happy with less than what you have. You know, I thought about, see, I had stopped complaining because I thought about the Boston bombers and all those people that got hurt. How can I complain? They came out with some with no legs now and no arm, and they were just enjoying the race. And here we got it all going on and we got the nerve to complain. And then those people, you know, some of them still get up and say, the devil ain't gonna stop me. I'm still gonna get some legs on, you know, and run for Jesus. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. We may not have what you want, but you got something in your house and you better become content with it. I don't tell you. You better come content, because I'm seeing, when I look at the news, there's some people going through that don't have what we have. But say some of them are happy, happy, happy in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I think about them girls locked up, 10 years locked down, abused. How can my mind examine that? I couldn't even imagine going through that. Yes, when I was a child, my stepfather tried to abuse me. Yes, he tried to use me. But I come to tell you today, ain't nothing like being locked down for 10 years. God brought me out and he died and went on to hell. But I'm telling you, I'm standing here today to tell you I'm preaching the word of God, because God had a plan for my life. If I just make it through, and I made it through, hallelujah. I made it through, good God Almighty. The devil tried to stop me. The devil tried to say I wasn't nothing, but I made it through, and I'm standing here today, and I'm preaching the word of God. I'm preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Because I'm more than a conqueror. And I can do all things through Christ. Nobody know the hell I've been through. Nobody know the marriage I've been through before I met Pastor Butler. That would try to torment my mind. But I was determined to make it through. I was determined to do better. I was determined to do all things in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. You got to walk in the battle and take it. You got to walk in the battle and take your stuff. God got a plan. He got a future for you. And it looks real good. And it looks real good. On the other side of that cloud is some sunshine. Good God Almighty. I see the sun rising over the hill. I see peace rising over the hill. I see finances coming over the hill. Hallelujah.